We're joined by Adam Archuleta on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Adam will be on the call as the Browns take on the Chargers along with Spiro Dedis on CBS this Sunday, 1 p.m. game time. And Adam, in the past few years, if you did a Browns game, it was like, oh boy, the Browns stink. Well, not the case anymore. Now, we don't know how good they are yet, but they have moved out of the dreck of the NFL, if nothing else, and they've been competitive against some decent teams in five consecutive games.
Yeah, you know what? You are so right. And it was funny because, you know, Spiro and I had gotten, I think last year we did five or six Browns games. And, you know, look, they were actually some decent games, but they just didn't have any players. And, you know, every week we had to dissect the poor performance of Deshaun Kizer and, you know, whatever. So fast forward, we're sitting here, you know, the draft comes, the summer comes, and I sent him a text. I said, hey, you know, the Browns might be kind of interesting this year. I can't wait, you know, they'll probably give them to another crew. But we're looking at this game and we're saying, hey, this might be one of our best games that we're going to get of the year because – boy, they're playing well. They're exciting. They're relevant. You know, they should have won a couple more games. I thought they got screwed in the Oakland game. But hey, man, they got some players, and that's all we can ask for as announcers. Hey, give us some good players. Give us some good stuff to talk about. Give us some competition, and we're good. So we're really looking forward to this game.
Adam, what do you make of Baker Mayfield's start to his rookie career here? Got a couple of victories, comes in against the Jets, and obviously didn't finish it off in Oakland. We can argue the refs had an impact on that game. They certainly had some sort of an impact. But they get the win last week against a really tough Baltimore defense. What's your overall impressions of Baker so far?
Yeah, you know, I love studying quarterbacks, and, you know, it's something that I had to do in my career and something that I really enjoy as an analyst. And when I sat down, you know, I've watched some of the games just as a spectator, never really breaking it down. But I got a really chance to kind of sit there and watch what he's doing. And, you know, last week I did the Buffalo game, so I saw Josh Allen, you know, another rookie quarterback. Turn on the tape this week of Baker, and the difference couldn't be more night and day. You know, the number one thing that stands out is how confident he plays, how convicted he is in his reads and his throws, and how he lets it rip. He doesn't play scared, but he also doesn't put the ball in harm's way. So it's this great mix of going out there and saying, you know what, I'm confident. You can tell he has, you know, great awareness of what's going on defensively. You know, he's got a really good feel for his pre-snap reads. And he's letting it go. And I would say the biggest thing that really stands out, young quarterbacks never have this. And some older veteran quarterbacks still don't have this. It's his football awareness. And what stands out is that he seems to know where everybody is on the field at any given moment. The best guy that I know that's out there that does it is Russell Wilson. When he's scrambling, you know, his eyes might be downfield, but he knows exactly where somebody is. And that's kind of what you see from Baker. You know, that third down play in overtime to Willie's, that was one of the more phenomenal plays and phenomenal throws that you're going to see from a quarterback, regardless of how old he is. And it just shows, you know, how good his football instincts are.
Adam, you know, you played safety, of course, and Eric Weddle, who's been a great safety in the league for a long time, after Baker put up a ton of yards on him last week, Eric Weddle kind of had some negative comments about Baker and talked about, you know, he stares down receivers. And, you know, we were thinking about it and saying, well, if he's staring down receivers and he still, you know, put up over 300 yards on you, what does that say about you guys? What do you think about when you hear somebody kind of make those comments after losing?
Yeah, you know, well, it's true. Yeah, of course he stares down receivers. Most quarterbacks do. And especially when, look, Baker Mayfield isn't perfect. You know, I mean, he's got a long ways to go. But what he shows is great promise. You know, he shows that he has the stones to play the position. And he shows that he's got great leadership ability. He's going to go out there and compete. But no, he's not perfect. And yeah, sure, he stares down receivers. But he also, I saw him two or three times in the Oakland game look off safeties and make big throws down the field as well. You know, the Ravens blitzed them, I want to say, 26 or 27 times. And that was a pretty significant front. in front seven, and there was heavy pressure, especially with Suggs coming off of Baker's left side. So, yeah, when you've got that kind of heat, he's not going to be able to look off the receivers and go, you know, left to right. So, yeah, I mean, that's true. And, again, you know, Mayfield's not perfect, and he's going to grow, and he's going to have some bad games, and he's going to throw some picks. We can only go by what we've seen from him. And what we've seen is a guy that early in his career is going to go out there and give you his best shot at winning. And I think you have to give him credit where credit is due.
Reed.
Adam, when you look at this matchup with the Chargers on Sunday, what do you think the key to the game is going to be for the Browns going up against Phillip Rivers?
It's going to be the pre-snap, the disguising. And, you know, teams do not blitz Phillip Rivers. He's one of the least blitz quarterbacks in the NFL, and he's going up against a defense that is in the top five is in terms of how much pressure that they bring quarterback with that they put on quarterbacks with Greg Williams. You know, Rivers is so good and plays the game at the line of scrimmage, and he's changing and he's getting in and out of plays, and he's seeing your defense, and they're always looking for matchups, and they do almost as good a job as anybody changing the play and getting matchups so that they can hit deep shots down the field. So the key is hard to blitz him. He's going to get the ball out, and then when you blitz him, his running backs, who have been exceptional, both Melvin Gordon and Eckler, coming out of the backfield, two guys, they do it with different styles, but really hard to bring down in one-on-one situations in the open field. When you blitz and you bring pressure, you're going to have a lot of one-on-one and open field tackles that you're going to have to make. So, you know, how do you disrupt Phillip Rivers? How do you disrupt the timing of the passing game but not exposing your defense on the back end, to me, is going to be the biggest challenge for Greg Williams.
We're talking with CBS Sports NFL in-game analyst and former NFL player Adam Archuleta. Adam, when you look at the Browns' running games, pretty good so far. They're in top 10 in yards per attempt. Carlos Hyde has got the majority of those attempts. We talked earlier about how you've done a lot of Browns games in recent years. Well, then you obviously know that Duke Johnson has been one of their few good players on offense. And now that there's more talent around him, he's getting less touches. He expressed a little, nothing bad. He didn't say anything bad, but he expressed a little frustration when asked about it, because he's averaged probably about 10 touches a game, and this year he's down to about 5. With his ability to catch the ball out of the backfield, are you surprised that even though the Browns have more talent, that they haven't gotten him more involved?
Well, yes and no. Look, he's, you know, Carlos Hyde is your bell cow. I know Chubb has done some good things, but he's the guy that really you're building your running game around. You know, that's not Duke Johnson's game. You know, he's a running back. He's an effective running back, but he's more of a chess piece, and he's more of a formation guy and a matchup guy. You know, not the guy that you're going to necessarily get behind there and give him 20 touches in a game. Now, you know, I think they've got a couple guys on their offense, but one thing you have to remember, when you have a guy like Duke Johnson, who, let's face it, he was their best offensive player last year, and he is kind of a matchup guy, well, that means more formations, more motions, more moving parts. Well, you've got a quarterback now that's still in his, you know, third or fourth game playing, so you can't do all of the fun, fancy formationing and matchup game, because you still have to develop Baker Mayfield in the appropriate way. And you just can't come out there and put the same offense as you would with Ben Roethlisberger and the way they move Le'Veon Bell around and the way they work up that matchup game. So I think everything kind of works together. I do know that they want to give him the ball, and they have to give him the ball. And figuring out how to put the formations and put the matchups together to give him the ball without overloading their cornerback and the rest of the young offensive players really is what it comes down to. But I would imagine as this season goes on and as Baker continues to adjust, continues to get acclimated to the NFL game, you're going to see a lot more Duke Johnson doing some of that matchup stuff.
Adam, being a former defensive back, I'm curious your thoughts on the two young rookies on both teams, Denzel Ward and Derwin James, who I love, the safety out of Florida State for the Chargers.
Yep. Oh, man, fun players. You know, it's great. I get excited, especially doing this job, when you see young players come into the league and just play with confidence. And the two things, I use the same word for both of these players. They're very different players, obviously, but the word instincts. You know, both of these guys have tremendous, tremendous football instincts. And in the case of Ward, you know, he's a smaller guy. you can see the way he reads quarterbacks, you know, the confidence at which he plays with. You see him in press coverage. You see him in off coverage. For a guy to make that big of an impact and make turnover, you know, get that many turnovers and game-changing plays, it's great to see, especially young in a career. And I think Derwin James, first of all, he's a freak. You know, his size, his speed. I think he's a low 4.4 guy. He's a 40-inch vert guy. You don't see guys that big move as well in space as he does. I would even venture to say he moves better than Cam Chancellor. You know, Cam was a great strong safety, but I think Derwin James is faster and he actually moves better. Great football instincts in the box, tremendous pass rusher. And I've got to say, a lot of your success coming into the league is what kind of coaches you get, what kind of scheme you play in. And that is the absolute perfect scheme that he plays in that fits his skill set for Gus Bradley. So two phenomenal young players that are making big impacts, you know, creating turnovers for their team, and a big reason why their team's defenses have success.
But neither one of those guys did 31 reps on the bench press, Adam.
Oh, snap.
Is that the record for DBs or no? You know? I was trying to look it up, but I couldn't find it.
It was. I think maybe somebody might have broken it. It stood for a long time. I do believe that I might be the only guy that ran sub 4.4 and over 30 reps on the bench press. So I think that's not an official record, but I think it's unofficial. But yeah, man, pump me up a little bit more.
I like
make
that.
Me feel good about myself.
Well, the most anybody did for as a defensive back this past season was 25 by Natrell Jamerson of Wisconsin. I think I'm screwing up his first name, but anyway. He had 25.
Yeah.
And Dane Cruikshank, which is a great name, from Arizona.
Yeah.
At 25 also. So there you go, 31. That's impressive.
Yeah, if you could see, you know, I'm not really proud of my pec muscles these days. So maybe I'll go look at some pictures of me in my glory days, and I appreciate you making me feel better about myself.
You got it, Adam. I was going to say ask for your prediction, but I guess you do in the game. You don't want to make a prediction.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if it's you know, frowned upon or not, but I'm super excited. I think this is a great game.
Me too.
Really looking forward to it. So many good stuff to analyze and seeing. It might be one of the end up being the best game on our schedule this year. So looking forward to it. And really, after being such a big part of the Browns the last 2 years, I just think it's good for football to see them, you know, relevant, competitive, yep, putting some good players out there. It's good for the game, and I'm happy to see them having, you know, some success.
And agreed. Adam, we appreciate it. We'll all be watching this Sunday, 1 o'clock. You and Spiro Ditas, have fun. We'll talk to you again soon. Thanks, Adam.
Yeah, no sweat. Thanks, guys.